World's rules-based order no longer exists, Germany's Merz warns. U.S. Homeland Security shutdown could mean airport delays, travel groups say. Can Bangladesh's new leader bring change after election landslide? Canadians are with you, says PM at Tumbler Ridge Vigil. We are not protected. Says Hebron Mayor as Israel expands West Bank control, oil refinery ablaze in Cuba as fuel crisis deepens. Head of Dubai-based ports giant quits after Epstein links revealed. Orban rival accuses opponents of blackmail plot ahead of Hungary election. Six possible effects of Trump's climate policy change. The war dead pictured on banned Ukrainian athlete's helmet. Officials investigate DNA found in Nancy Guthrie's home. Top Goldman Sachs lawyer who called Epstein uncle, Jeffrey, resigns. France probes baby formula producers over contamination recalls. Ex-CNN host Don Lemon pleads not guilty in Minnesota church protest case. ICE agents may have lied about shooting of migrant in Minneapolis, officials say. He was once a teen superstar. Why did James Van Der Beek need help to pay his medical bills? The two Chinese-American Olympians competing for rival superpowers. Kenyans drop flowers for Valentine's bouquets of cash. Not everyone is impressed. Iran fortifies underground complex near nuclear site, satellite images show. Why writer Arundhati Roy's cult classic film is still relevant in India. My husband stole 600 pounds for sex and antiques, drug side effects tearing families apart. Watch, I am a survivor. Gisele Pellicot tells BBC Newsnight in an in-depth interview. Watch SpaceX rocket blast off to International Space Station. Watch, how Andrew's BBC interview compares to what Epstein emails tell us now. My son is dead, Swiss bar owners confronted by fire victim families. Three issues that matter to voters in the Bangladesh election. Exclusive, U.S. refiner Valero to import up to 6.5 million barrels of Venezuelan crude in March, sources say. Trump tells troops fear is powerful motivator in difficult Iran talks. Oil prices settle slightly higher as optimism around U.S. inflation data outweighs OPEC supply concerns. White House, no changes to Trump metals tariffs unless president announces them. Trump says he will visit Venezuela after very good relationship with interim president. Oil prices set for second straight weekly loss over supply glut forecasts. Gold holds above $5 set for weekly gain, while silver on track for loss. Analysis. Trump EPA ends emissions limits for U.S. automakers. State rules, lawsuits could follow. Exclusive, Venezuela's PDVSA selling oil only to individually licensed companies, sources say. Argentina Senate passes Milei labor reform, advancing pro-market overhaul. Factbox, Chinese AI models adorn Spring Festival a year after DeepSeek shock. U.S. used Anthropic's Claude during the Venezuela raid. WSJ reports, Warner Bros. Discovery sees activist Sachem Head increase stake in Q4. U.S. airlines must certify use of merit-based hiring for pilots, FAA says. BAFE CEO Brian Moynihan's pay rises to $41 million. Lockheed Martin secures $101 million in defense contracts for various systems. Paramount appoints former Trump official as public policy VP. Amid Warner Bros. Bid analysis, EU weighs two-track approach to break economic reform deadlock. U.S. consumer price index dips below forecast, signaling a potential slowdown in inflation. Poland inflation rises to 2.2% in January, exceeding expectations. Taiwan hikes 2026 economic growth forecast to 7.7% on AI demand. Swiss inflation holds at 0.1% in January. SNB rate cut expected Spain's final 12-month EU harmonized inflation at 2.4% in January. German wholesale prices rise 1.2% in January. German wholesale prices rise 1.2% year-on-year in January. China's new home prices extend decline in January. Trump administration sued for attempted overhaul of public golf course in Washington. Anduril discusses new funding at $60 billion plus valuation. The information reports.